It was interesting and for the wrong reasons. Ryan O'Shea is president of BC Boxing, obviously a guy who loves the sport, who went down to Las Vegas to watch this fight, like many, loving the sport and understanding the spectacle of it, and he joins us right now on Sportsnet 650. Ryan, first off, I mean, we'll get into details as a guy who's around the fight game to see it. What was the whole spectacle like for you to go down to Vegas as a fan and see this play out?
Hey, guys, thanks for having me. Yeah, fantastic fight, fantastic atmosphere. It also was Mexican Independence Day, so, I mean, pretty hard to beat the atmosphere in Vegas this weekend.
As you watch the fight, though, you're like everyone else, be it after one round or two rounds, you're going, yeah, okay, I'll give that to Alvarez. Oh, no, Triple G is really good. Were you surprised? What were you thinking as it was, okay, let's hug, 12 rounds are over. Who's winning this fight?
I actually scored the fight while I was there live. I gave the first three rounds to Canelo. And as the fight wore on, I thought Triple G controlled the fight. He dictated the pace. He was the aggressor. I gave him rounds 4 through 10, roughly. And then I thought Canelo pulled out the last two. So I scored the fight 115-113 for Triple G.
Okay. So I've had a chance to chat with some boxing judges, and they've told me, okay, you know, when you see a fight on TV, that's not a real fight because there's a lot of things that you don't see in the arena from a farther distance away that judges see. I saw Triple G's glove hitting Canelo Alvarez's face repeatedly. Great chin from Canelo Alvarez, but there's no way that's a 118-110 fight, Ryan.
There's absolutely no way. I watched the fight again last night when I got home. I scored at 115-113 again. I could have scored at 116-112 for Triple G, but for any judge to have that fight 118-110, I got to agree with Teddy. I mean, that's criminal. That judge should never be officiating another match.
Ryan, what was the reaction like there in the building when it came out?
Interesting question. I mean, you know, being Mexican Independence Day, there was a lot of Mexican fans, a lot of Canelo fans in the city and in T-Mobile. Obviously, when Canelo came out, nothing but cheers. Triple G comes out, nothing but boos. And surprisingly, by the end of the fight, when the 118-110 was read and it was announced a draw, there was a lot of boos from the pro-Canelo fans. So that was quite surprising to me. But, I mean, a lot of boxing fans in the house, and there's no way you can see it any other way. A 118-110, you've got to question that. There's got to be some form of corruption in there.
There's a lot of questioning going on here, and especially with a guy like Oscar De La Hoya, who's very powerful in the boxing world. He runs Golden Boy Promotions, which is the promoter for Canelo Alvarez. Is there anybody that, you know, in terms of the boxing world, is there enough ways that a promoter could influence a fight like this? Have you seen this? Ever heard of this? Like, Teddy Atlas referred to it in his rant there, but does this still go on in boxing?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard to argue otherwise after this weekend. I mean, you want to fix this problem. I agree with Teddy. I mean, you got to have an oversight board, and boxing, especially in Nevada, doesn't have that. So what's your other option for the rematch? Hold it in Texas, maybe hold it in New York, but of course it's going to come back to Las Vegas. And so, I mean, you're left asking questions. If that fight, if Adelaide Bird had that fight 115-113 Canelo, I think people would have questioned it, but it wouldn't have been so controversial. You
well,
know,
if,
the fact
if,
that it was 118-110, it just sets off alarms.
Yeah, Ryan O'Shea is the president of BC Boxing. So, I mean, really, your involvement through a volunteer, I'm sure through fighting and through coaching, we had talked about it before with you about the fact that UFC is getting involved and what would happen with Mayweather-McGregor. I think that worked out well for both camps. But does this hurt the sport and its integrity and almost on a grassroots level to you go, wow, why would someone get involved in a sport that still has to be a little bit corrupt?
It's a great question. I mean, look at what we're talking about right now. We're talking about the judges' scorecard rather than talking about what you guys said, what could be the fight of the year. I mean, we saw Klitschko had a fight of the year earlier in the year against Joshua. We should be talking about this as a fight of the year candidate. What are we doing? We're talking about Adelaide Bird's scorecard. So, I mean, this other black guy from boxing is a real shame because this is by far one of the best super fights I've seen for a long time. And instead of talking about that, we're talking about the scorecard.
So, Ryan, when we last chatted with you, we talked about the Conor McGregor-Mayweather fight and whether that was good for boxing. Everybody was skeptical about that fight. Whereas when we talked about this fight, we said, no, this is real boxing. As of somebody who's watched boxing for years, I was thinking, okay, this will be a real showcase. Has this done more damage than the Conor McGregor-Mayweather fight? Because that one seemed pretty straight up now that we look back at it.
Yeah, I mean, I made a pretty bold prediction that he wasn't going to be able to hit Mayweather, and I thought he did really well in the first three rounds. And, you know, based upon the general public's feedback, they were really excited about the outcome, the pace of that fight. It was a great fight. And it, again, it's a real shame now that we've got this super fight. We're looking for a rematch, but again, we're talking about the judging and the scoring of the bout rather than talking about or getting excited about the rematch of another super fight between these two great fighters.
Well, will you be excited about a rematch? I mean, well, has it worked in that sense? As much as we're talking about a scorecard, do you think we'll see this in the next 18 months where these guys will get into the ring together again just to see if we can solve it?
I do. And I mean, if we're talking about corruption, I think there's too much money involved for the city, for the promoters, and for their fighters for there not to be a rematch. I would say look for May 5th, Cinco de Mayo weekend. It's always a big weekend in Vegas. I think they'll probably target that for the rematch. And, I mean, hopefully Adelaide Bird isn't scoring. Hopefully you find some neutral judges. But Nevada Athletic State Commission has proven me wrong on so many occasions, so I'm not sure.
She won't be. Will you be trying to put it on your calendar and get tickets again? Did you love the experience?
100%. I've had the opportunity to attend about 6-7 world title fights down there, and this was by far the best. I mean, taking into account the judging and the outcome of the bout, I mean, the city and the fight itself was by far the best I've ever experienced in Vegas.
Hey, Ryan, we appreciate you taking the time. Best of luck with the amateur side of things here in BC with BC Boxing.
Thanks for having me, guys.